Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Dan is on the line in Maine, and Dan, you're on one of the AMP lines. You called in because you're a shift leader at a grocery store. Now, we're not going to name any names here, but the reason you were calling was because last night on the extended edition of the program, which you can only get via our podcast at freetalklive.com, we did an extended internet-only edition, and we were talking about the asinine policy that so many grocery stores have these days that mandates that the clerk must check the identification of everyone who's going through their line if they appear to be under a certain age, you know, 21 or 30 or something like that. And the asininity of it all, or at least one of the asinine aspects of it, is that if you are with a 10-year-old, well, obviously you can't check the ID of the 10-year-old. So if it's a mom who's in her 40s with a 10-year-old, are you going to refuse to sell mom the wine that she's looking to buy because she has a 10-year-old and there's a, you know, a slight chance that she might share some of the wine with the 10-year-old?
But this is, if she's going to share with a 10-year-old, she could leave the kid at home and still do it. This,
well, exactly.
It's so ridiculous.
Well,
it does not stop anything.
Well, no, it doesn't.
In the story that we were talking about, it was actually took place over in England, although this happens here in the United States too. The mom just sent the girl out to the car and then went through the line again and bought the wine. It doesn't make any sense.
They wouldn't let you get away with that here, would they, Dan? If you tried that, tried to come back in after you'd essentially had the young person leave the store.
No, that's something that's called, like, I believe it's a second party sale where. Basically, we see that you're persuading someone to buy it for you, whether it's, you know, they're pointing it out to them in the aisle or they're, you know, simply like they came through, we denied them, and someone that was with them came back in, bought the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just will continuously deny them.
I think in New Hampshire, it doesn't even take that much. Just walking in with someone, if you're together, they all have to be ID'd.
Right, that's the rule, and it's so dumb because it's just like you say, if you've got some teens, if you've got a 21-year-old and some teenagers, you just leave the teenagers in the car, and that's that.
I got a friend mad at me because I walked in the store with him. I didn't have my ID on me at the time because I wasn't driving, and I typically don't carry my ID unless I have to. Then he got mad at me because we went in together, and then after that, he couldn't buy alcohol.
Yep,
I mean, even if I went, it didn't matter if I left and went back to the car or anything. It was too late at that point, so it was screwed.
So, Dan, now you were saying that, is this the law where you are in Maine, or is it just a store policy because they're frightened of, you know, what the consequences might be?
Yeah, I would say it's a store policy, definitely, because we actually have upped our carding age. Like, we card you if you look 45 and under.
Good Lord.
It's ridiculous, but mainly it's a protection thing because, you know, we don't want one of our cashiers to have bad age judgment and then get fined $1,000 and be out of a job.
Right.
And then the store to get, you know, a mark on their liquor license or something like that.
Yeah, the average cashier doesn't have $1,000 to pay a fine with.
Yeah, really. That's true.
They probably don't. I mean, what's going to happen if I don't pay their fine for being a cashier? I mean, more than likely, you're just out of a job. I doubt it.
We also have our people who come in and inspect us, our own private people that come in and do their own stings.
Secret shoppers.
If we fail them, they let us know, and, you know, we retrain the person usually.
How often does that happen?
Well, you know, not the name of my store or anything, but it hasn't happened in a really long time.
Okay.
And they don't tell us or anything like that. But the second the state goes around and doing it, like, they're in, they try, they come back in, and it's all over. And then basically all the stores, if it happens that, you know, our competitors call us and let us know.
Really?
That they're going around, because they do it, like, all at once.
Oh, that's
interesting.
They do
it to, like, all the stores. They don't like randomly do it generally.
Yeah, it would that makes sense of how the government would do things, is that they would, you know, mount a campaign, an operation, as they probably call it, and go and do, you know, hit people, you know, in a row like that.
Boot it up.
That is great news. I am so glad to hear that the competition in that market is actually informing one another as to, hey, heads up, the cops are in town, they're running a sting. You know, that's very similar to what some bars will do, where if the police are out doing one of their little drunk checkpoints, the bars will call each other and they'll give each other a heads up. I think that is just
it's
super.
It's in their best interest. It really is.
It is, and I think that, you know, if, when people start doing that, those are the inklings of the fact that they have lost faith in this notion that that all these silly laws are protecting us and that we must obey them whether we agree with them or not. You hear the rhetoric all the time, you know, that, you know, if you think it's bad law, you should work through the system to change it. You don't just, you know. But in fact, people are dodging them all the time because they know in their heart that it's BS.
Yeah, and one of the big things with it is that, like, I've being a voluntarist, you know, I spout what I, you know, the beliefs and stuff like that, and I'm, you know, telling some of the people that I work with that, do you think our store wants to be seen as the store that sells a, you know, a liter of vodka to an 11-year-old? No. Likely in the private market, stores would set up their own means of verifications.
Sure.
To whether or not they feel like it's appropriate to sell to, you know, certain age groups.
Absolutely right.
As
because
opposed to arbitrary numbers.
And there would be cultural pressures on places. I mean, there's all kinds of. I mean, the worst thing a store could do is do something that, like, this broadly not acceptable in that culture. And, you know, for a market like a grocery store that's such a broad market, you know, you could might have some weird little niche store that promotes to some little niche market that could get away with a little more. But there's going to be tremendous cultural pressure for any kind of store that engages in, like, selling something, you know, to children. And
right. Think of all the parents, you know, the business from parents you'll lose if you're selling to 10-year-olds in your grocery store.
Exactly.
You'd be boycotted.
Literally, you might be able to come in with a permission slip from your mom.
Sure.
Saying that, you know, you've been, or, you know, some, maybe like your car insurance says that you've taken a course on how to, you know, avoid drunk driving, and that gives us an okay to basically be like, you know what you're doing, so, and we know you're going to be safe, so we're willing to sell to you.
Yeah, who knows?
Like,
who knows what the market would come
up
with?
It's infinite.
Yep. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Dan. Any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, according to Dan, it's not necessarily the law that they have to do those checks, but
it's sort of coerced into it.
But they're so frightened of the various different laws, and there are laws about assisting with, you know, buying alcohol for minors.
I find the most outrageous part of it that it's against the law to let somebody go through the line who's less than 30 without being ID'd. Even though it's legal for them to buy the alcohol, it's illegal not to check
them. Wait, that was the law?
Them.
I'm sorry.
That's what he said.
Okay, then I misstated.
He didn't know what the penalty was, but he said that the law was that you have to card someone who's under 30, who's 30 or less than 30 or something.
So
even if you technically didn't sell it illegally because they were over 21, you still should have carded them, and you can apparently that is a violation of some sort. Yeah.
Ludicrous. All right, let's continue with your calls about whatever you want. Susie's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Susie.
Hi, am I talking to Eric?
No, Eric's here. There's Ian and Mark and Dale. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I wasn't sure who I was talking to. Okay, I got a really cool question. And I'm just a gypsy, and I'm parked in Texas for a while until my kids get out of school. Yeah, I'm a gypsy. I can't find home.
That just means he travels around.
That doesn't mean you're scamming people.
No. I just can't find home. I get bored, and I move.
Okay, so
I lived all the way from Vermont to California, and now I'm stuck in Texas for a while.
Got it. All right, so you've got kids, and they're in school. And all right, so what's your issue? Go ahead.
Okay, tomorrow I get my paycheck, and I don't get a direct deposit. I get the check. I make my manager of the city. I work for the city.
Ooh, sorry to hear
that. Sign my check. That's his big job. He gets a big check every year, and I should get paid more, but, you know, I got to make him work for his paycheck.
You should get paid more? What do you do for the city?
I'm a city water operator. I make the well water drinkable for the little town that I live in.
And what do you get paid doing that? So
I get about $23,000 a year.
$23,000, okay.
And try to raise four kids on that.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this, but if you've got more, I'll bring it back and you can tell us the rest of your story. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the more useful city jobs, you know, making sure water's drinkable.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those jobs that would exist in the absence of the coercive government. More coming up, it's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want just by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features free, so enjoy those on us, including Stuff like our updates list. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know first if you're at the if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch today. I actually get it every day and do a lot of my show prep from there. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Let's continue with your call. Susie is still, I think, on the line with us in Texas.
Yes, I am.
Now, Susie, you were telling us that you actually work for the town there as a water treatment person.
Operator.
Yep.
I'm the lead operator and lab tech. But I get paid tomorrow, and I get my check and a check, which is very unusual. I'm the only person in the city that does that. You know, because I don't trust much. I'm not a trusting person. But I was listening to you guys about a month ago, and I realized that the stock market could crash really soon. And what I was going to do tomorrow when I got my check, instead of depositing it, because I'm ahead in my bills and I got my savings, I was going to withdraw all my cash out of my savings and just cash my check and keep my cash. And I figure I could hold on to it for 3 weeks without having to have to pay anything except for put gas in my car, get groceries. And I don't know if you think it's worth my time or, I mean, would the dollar be worth anything?
Okay, first of all, I don't know anything about the stock market crashing. I don't know if you were listening to this show at that time. I'm not a financial expert on those matters. Certainly the dollar has been losing value over time. Are you worried there's going to be a run on the bank? Is that why you're pulling
the
money out?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be kind of like chaos, and this people all around are going to freak out when their debit cards don't work.
It's
and they're going to just start robbing and pillaging Walmart and Quick Stops, and I've already stocked up on food, and I'm good on water. Of course, I'm a water operator, so I'm good on that. But,
well, it's always a good idea to be prepared like that, and I think it's general. I don't know about all those dire predictions, if that's going to happen or if it's going to happen in the immediate future, but I do think it's just generally a good idea not to have your money in banks.
Well, now, really, are you somebody that doesn't have a bank account?
I think it's good to have a bank account for the practicality of it and everything,
yeah,
but I wouldn't store a lot of value in there.
My sister, over the summer, talked me into stop writing checks to pay my bills and pay it over line, which is really easy.
No, I agree with that completely. I think that I agree with Dale that having a bank account is valuable. Maybe what you might want to consider is taking some out in cash. Maybe I don't know how much you have. We don't need to get into those details. But you know, you take a certain percentage of it out, a fairly large percentage. If you're uncomfortable with the idea of having it in the bank, and I don't see why you should.
That wouldn't shut it down. Just leave an amount in there to keep it open.
Right. I'm going to leave the minimum to keep it open, but
exactly
you really,
that way,
dude,
well,
I don't make enough money to take a lot of money out. I'm going to probably tomorrow at the end of the day I'll have $1,300 cash on me, and that's it. And that's all the cash I got, other than the $25 in the bank account to keep it open.
Well, the chances of the stock market, the whole world crashing into chaos in the next 3 weeks, are infinitesimally small. However, the world has crashed into chaos in different locales, and all that really matters is within 100 miles of you. It has happened in the past, so, you know, I'm not going to tell you that's not going to happen. I think it's a good idea to have, the more direct control you have over your money, the better. I also think that if you're going to save something for more the long term, that you probably should consider investing in gold or silver.
I do have silver. I buy silver once a month. I buy one coin. And I keep it in my house. But
that's good.
I'm telling you, I think that, don't you think if things go crazy, like say for instance, just in case, you know, things go crazy, stock market crashes, banks aren't giving out their money, when people want to use their debit cards, they don't work, people start freaking out, and there's a lot of people that own guns. I don't own one personally, because I know personally I couldn't kill a person, but I'm pretty sure that I could talk a person and not kill me. You know what I mean? I'm using my mind instead of my muscle because I have zero muscle. I'm just a little person.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at hiding. So
I try not to be too concerned
about the, you know, this dire preparation situation, and it's because of a few factors. Number one, there's only so much damn food that you can stock up on. So if things really do go to hell in a handcart, and all of a sudden the supply lines are messed up, the food has been pulled off the shelves at the grocery store, and there's nothing left, that's not really a world that I'm going to want to live in for very long.
Well, it won't be that world for very long. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it'll recover, but it's good to be prepared for a period of time.
What I'm specifically talking about is a point between after the chaos and before the chaos, that point where the chaos is hitting and people are freaking out.
I want to just
stay in my house and be comfortable.
Yeah, Mark said it's infinitesimal. I wouldn't even try to predict. I don't think it's likely, but I couldn't say it's unlikely either. I mean, I do feel like it's a possibility sometime in the near future. 3 weeks in the future, it seems really early, but I don't know if anything's happening in the next 3 weeks to make it seem like it's more likely to happen then, but I know there's a lot of stuff happening. People are really, really entrenched in government right now, and our government is doing some really crazy stuff, and it's been escalating for decades.
Bilderberg Group controls it all, but I mean, if you look at the stock markets in Europe and everywhere else, taking the dollar standard off of it.
Susie, I think that the statements like the Bilderberg Group controls it all, I think are pretty presumptive. It's my understanding that the Bilderberg Group is a group of elites, you know, politicians and business muckety mucks that get together, and I'm sure they are very influential. But remember, there are competing politicians and competing business interests that are around the world. So to say that they control it all, I think is presumptive, and I think it's based on what some conspiracy theorists say, and I don't know if there's really any fact there. It's just kind of something that people spout off, and I don't know if it's really true. But it sounds like you're doing all right. You say you've got some preparation. You say you've got some food. You've got some water, and you're taking some cash out of the bank. I would leave enough in my account to pay a few things if I needed to pay a few things there. I'd leave more than $25, but then again, you know, if you need what you... If you need the cash, you need the cash, and like Mark said, gold and silver is a good idea. You can get some of that at gold.freetalklive.com, and I thank you for the call tonight. Good luck out there. I just, you know, I try not to be too concerned about that. I think
shouldn't be too concerned. I mean, right. I don't want to live my life in fear all the time
exactly.
about what could happen. But I do think, like, taking some basic precautions, because if there's an interruption in food supply just because of an economic, you know, speed bump, let's say, mm-hmm. not max... Mad Max all of a sudden in an apocalypse. I'm just saying that if there is a speed bump because of the economy, then as I understand, the food would run out relatively quickly for a period of time until things kind of stabilize back again. So I think it's not a bad idea to have food on hand for, you know, stored food in case you can't go to the grocery store.
I think there's a fine line between preparation for something like that and obsession. You know?
Well, it's a good idea to be prepared. It's a bad idea to be obsessed.
Right. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once you're prepared, you really shouldn't be thinking about or worrying about those things. There's not much you can do to stop it from happening. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Shows Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial this number, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and give you the features for free. So enjoy those. Features like the wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now's the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus the corresponding 30-state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the economy. In April and in June, I mentioned that, you know, the dollar would collapse, and by October would see the dollar being at least devalued with the central banks, and probably in November through January, we'll probably have a bank holiday where they'll shut the system down. And I'm just saying that I'm working according to schedule. After the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, the central banks decided that they're going to let the dollar fall, and that's what's happening right now. They're not buying it up to stabilize the pricing, and I think we're going to see hyperinflation sometime next year, and it isn't too unusual if one understands, you know, money and banking. This should have happened a long time ago, but It can't be postponed anymore, and it'll be the first time the U.S. dollar has been officially devalued since Richard M. Nixon took the U.S. off the gold standard back
has been officially devalued?
1970. Pardon me?
When you say officially devalued, what do you mean? Because the dollar's been devaluing for a long time.
When the U.S. devalued the currency and the value of it fell because it, you know, wasn't backed by the gold. But what happened was the other central banks in the world, you know, bought the dollars and kept it as the reserve currency. We don't have that luxury anymore. We're no longer the reserve currency. And that was the consensus of the G20. So in a sense, my Cassandra negative predictions have come true, and I think we're going to see it even escalate faster as the bailouts continue to increase. I mean, I'm still amazed how $770 billion last September turned into $24.7 trillion and going and going and going. And in that time period with the recovery, we saw General Motors go into bankruptcy, certain divisions and assets sold. And, you know, what we tend to do is we privatize the profits, and those go to the elite, into the executive management, and then when the losses come, they take from the people, they socialize the losses. And we're going to be now, since our bailout of last September, instead of every person owing $30,000 in future debt to the government, now we own about $200,000.
Well, I don't owe anything to them because I never entered into an agreement with them, so how could I
Nor
be expected
did I.
To...
Nor
well,
did
then
I.
You don't
the
owe
point
them.
Is, the point is, this is our reality, and I think what's going to happen too, Holiday, cool. is that we're going to see the gold confiscated by the federal government, by the Treasury Department.
Like it did in 33?
Confiscated by Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in the Great Depression.
It's a scary prediction, Frank.
But my predictions have been accurate, and we're seeing the collapse of the dollar, and I believe, too, after the Dow hits 10,000 or maybe 12,000, then it's going to drop, and it won't see that high in real terms, in real dollars, for many, many years to come. If we have hyperinflation, everyone will be a billionaire, just like in the Weimar Republic. Everyone was a billionaire.
I don't think that people will stand for gold confiscations, actually.
They can't do anything about it, in a sense.
Yeah, how are they going to not stand for it, Dale? I mean, if they go into the banks and they open up people's safe deposits...
No. They have every gold transaction, the federal government, since gold was sold in the 1970s, recorded by the government. So they have records of that.
Oh, I was talking about numismatic. You're right. They may. I wouldn't be surprised.
And they could also, remember, numismatic coins, the coin is actually owned by the Treasury. It's not really owned by the person. So if they wanted to confiscate numismatic coins, they can do that.
But I have coins that are not owned by the Treasury, that are sort of, you know,
Swiss
untraced.
This is sort of something.
And I don't even mean numismatic, but actually like in your hand gold that you keep, like, not in a safe deposit box.
No, they have records of that. That all of the transactions since gold was available in the mid-70s to the American citizen, there are receipts and transactions for. So if you want to buy and sell a piece of gold, you have to go through the paperwork. They have that. That's all in the federal database.
Someone may have, but a lot of those people have since sold that gold and they didn't keep paperwork.
Yeah, but the point is it's easier to confiscate now than it was in the Great Depression because the records are there.
I hope they've got a movie.
Ask some of the gold traders and the people that actually deal in not the gold futures, but the actual, you know, bullion or the coins.
Frank, do you think they're going to go house to house looking for gold, or that they're somehow going to pull? I mean, because a lot of people can buy and sell gold without doing paperwork. You don't need
You have to do the paperwork. If I have a coin and I want to sell it, let's say a Cougar End or something, you have to go through the paperwork.
You don't have to, because I can tell you I've bought gold and I won't do any paperwork to buy or sell it.
Well, then whoever is selling you the gold is in violation of the laws of the country regarding that.
I won't turn them in.
Huh?
Yeah, people are doing it is what I'm telling you. So you don't, and in spades, and not just like in New Hampshire either. I mean, I know people all over the country are doing that. I'm sure there's plenty of people who've walked into pawn shops and bought gold and paid cash.
Absolutely. So, Frank, I don't know where that's coming from. I'm going to tell you,
if you buy gold, let's say if you want to buy a Double Eagle, or if you want to buy a Cougar End, or if you want to buy, let's say, a Sovereign or whatever, And you go to a licensed dealer to do the paperwork, and the government gets that. And
what kind of paperwork are you talking about? Just
your name,
address,
the amount of gold, what was the price, what was the selling price,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the tax on the transaction. Because
well, let me
they're
just,
all,
okay,
you
let's
pay,
let's
you
presume
pay
that
a tax on the transaction.
I don't know. I'm not aware of that happening when I purchased. Maybe the tax has been built into the price of the gold, but I've never actually
well,
seen it.
Well, I mean, before you make generalizations, find out what I'm telling you is true. And that's been the way it's been since
well,
gold
I'm
was
presume
able
what
to
you're
be
saying
held by the American citizens in the 1970s.
I'm going to presume what you're saying is true, but there's no obligation for me to deliver the gold to my home, so I can have the gold delivered to my private mailbox, and if they come to the private mailbox, then they don't know where I live.
I think what we're trying to say is that may be the law.
Well, let's look at it this way. If you were to buy ammunition or if you were to buy a firearm, you have to go through the federal, and it's the same way
okay.
with gold.
No, okay, listen, that may be the law,
right?
But if that's the case, the broad amount of ignorance about that law, people are breaking it left and right. That's what I'm telling
well,
you.
Right? The point is,
and so the chain
person.
Has been broken. Someone way back bought it and did some paperwork, and then lots of people have bought and sold since then without
that
it.
May
right.
be
so
true,
there's a lot
the
of untraceable
is,
gold.
If the gold
out there.
Is confiscated, they have 30 years of records that, you know, can you know, that will be there to support their claim. I think it's wrong if the government does that, but I have a feeling that China and the central banks in Europe and the different governments and the IMF is going to demand that
they get some gold.
The people holding the dollars or the bearer bonds of the Treasury Department are going to be paid, you know, somehow, and it may be eminent domain, and it may be whatever, but the point is, you know, we'll see. It's not an unlikely situation. You guys laughed in April when I said I thought the dollar would collapse by the fall, and we're already seeing it. It isn't the reserve currency.
Well,
OPEC's not going to use
it. Collapsed at
well,
this
it is.
Point.
It is right now as we're talking. It's collapsing
the dollar has,
the world
can,
markets, and
well,
it's going to get worse. And
I see
think
what
in
you're
the next
saying,
10,
Frank.
10 yeah. days to 14 days, there's going to be a lot of impotence with the government. And again, my big concern, what's accelerated this profoundly, the devaluation of the dollar, is the fact that we have this endless bailout. And
what, 10 to 14 days? Where does that number come from?
Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. Doom and gloom. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The dollar's been losing value for a long time. For decades upon decades.
Since 70, for sure.
More
I mean, huge drops since then.
This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages.
How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to get to your call if you're on the line. Not going to give you the number. No point at this time. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We take the money in from the AMP program. It's all $3 a month. That's all we're asking you for. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to perks and access to things like the Ample McCallin Lines chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls, and we'll go to next Dawn. Let's try Alex in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Hey. This is Frank in New York.
No, this is really Alex in New Hampshire.
That was cool.
So I went to this Young Americans for Liberty meeting at UNH.
Okay.
And I was in there, and I was kind of, you know, I wanted to see what they were all about. And
this is the Ron Paul group, right? Just point of information. This is the was it Ron Paul? Ron Paul did the Campaign for Liberty. Is Young Americans for Liberty also associated with Ron Paul?
Yeah, I think he gave them $1 million that they spread out all the chapters across the country.
Got it. All right.
But you know, they were talking about Revolution Week, which is coming up in about 2 weeks, and we were sitting around the table, and they wanted to put flyers in every UNH student's mailbox, and they needed a very iconoclastic message that they could put on it that espouses the ideas of liberty. So I said, oh, here's a good idea. How about I do not support the troops and military men are paid killers?
Oh, my God.
And the entire room gasped. And it was iconoclastic for them.
Yeah.
And they started arguing with me, and they said, oh, you know, that doesn't mean they're bad people. They're naive 18-year-olds. They can't be held responsible for their actions. And I said, yes, they can. It doesn't matter. They voluntarily chose to sign up, and they said, yeah, but they were naive. They didn't know what they were getting into.
You know, that doesn't work in a criminal court, I can tell you that. If you're 18 years old and you kill a man in this country, you're going to go to prison for a good portion of your life if you don't sit in the electric chair. So that excuse doesn't hold water.
Lately, they don't even restrict it to 18-year-olds anymore. No. Now they're trying to prosecute. If you do a violent enough crime, they're prosecuting you as an adult in a lot of cases.
Absolutely true. I met while in prison a 14 or 12-year-old with a 25-year mandatory sentence and a 14-year-old with a natural life sentence. So they'll absolutely do that. I understood. I'm just saying that we were talking about 18-year-olds and 18-year-olds.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so hard to find good liberty-oriented groups on campus. Young Americans for Liberty is so distasteful to me now because they just jump down my throat, and they are so, it's like Republican in a way, the way that they honor the troops. I'm just so disgusted by it.
It's politics, dude.
Right. It's their version of liberty. Their version of liberty is they get to have a big old military and screw you if you don't want to pay for it. You know, there's nothing about liberty there. Liberty has to do with allowing other people to be free so you can also be free. It's not about forcing people to paying for what your favorite government program happens to be. And you'd think somebody calling themselves liberty oriented would have a clue about these things. And I can understand your disappointment. Maybe they'd be with you on some other issues like, you know, maybe ending the drug war or something like that. And maybe you can work with them in those areas and perhaps persuade them eventually to understand what liberty really is all about. I wouldn't necessarily give up on them immediately because, as you say, where else are you going to go? I mean, what other liberty-oriented groups are there on campus?
Well, there's really nothing on campus. I mean, I go to Dover every week for La Festa. It's like the meetup group for people in the Free State Project. But, you know, it's just so sad that there's really such a lack of principle here.
Well, okay, I see where you're coming from, but
Alex, you didn't think you were going to walk into New Hampshire and that everybody was going to be a principled anarchist, did you?
No, but
okay.
Also, you're in college.
Not. Get to work spreading the message. Right. I mean, you didn't think that you were going to come out with that iconoclastic. You heard me go, and you know, I run a show, and I've said the same things. That was a day, let's bring everybody on board statement.
I had a little orgasm when he said it.
We have a ROTC program on campus, too. So if I wore that, I brought that T-shirt with me, and I'm sure if I wore it, I'd probably get shot.
Which T-shirt?
I don't think you get shot.
I do not support the troops.
Ah, okay. Now, hopefully you wouldn't end up getting shot. But remember, you're in college. These are kids, most of them, that are just graduating from government schools. They're out fresh to the college world with a government school indoctrination, you know, fresh in their heads. And so you're probably one of three true libertarians or voluntarist types that are actually on the campus. You happen to come across the message earlier than most people. When I was 18 years old and just getting into college, I certainly did not have the level of understanding of these things that you did. I don't know what my response would have been had you come into a place where I wasn't.
It wouldn't have been good if you'd told it to me a few years ago, I can tell you that.
So be patient with these people, Alex, and do your best to find the right resources to help bring these people to the place where you think they should be.
Be patient with them right now, you little brat.
I don't know about that.
That's a joke, Ian.
Gotcha. So I think patience is important, and I think that understanding is also important because while we all may have been born as voluntarists, we were indoctrinated into statism as we were growing up, and so it's a process to get people out of that. So instead of focusing on your frustration, maybe focus on whatever different creative ways you can to communicate to these folks how it is that liberty is, what they're talking about as liberty is not important. point of fact liberty, and that there is something else out there.
Alex, I think it's good that you introduced the idea, even though it did receive that gasp, because I think that's just it. People aren't going to accept it right away, but you've introduced a thought that has never before been there,
mm-hmm.
and they will think on that. They'll be angry about it, and they'll talk to their friends about it, and they'll look for reinforcement and that it's not true because it bothers them and it makes them uncomfortable. So they'll go to their friends that believe the same way that they do right now, and they'll look for reinforcement. No, yes, you're right. He's totally ridiculous, and this is why. But you've planted a seed there, and later when new information is presented to them, they'll have something else to throw in the mix.
Right. I'm not going to back down on anything that I say. I'm not going to bend. I'm not going to censor myself to try and make the group happy and be politically correct. I'm going to be very politically incorrect, and if they don't like it, they can kick me out of the group.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, liberty. At least you're dealing with people that claim to love liberty. So, you know, start by asking them what they think liberty means. You know, what does liberty mean to you?
Well, these people didn't respond in the fashion necessarily. What I heard from Alex, and I'm sure some of them did, but what I heard from him was that they were saying, well, they're just not responsible for their actions. They're dumb 18-year-olds, which it sounds like it was a group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds who was saying this, which baffles me. But, I think that they weren't saying that the military, being over there is a good idea. Were they saying that?
Alex?
Well, they weren't really necessarily saying that, but they were saying that they can't be held accountable for their actions because they are naive.
Well, I guess they're all for keeping the drinking age at 21 and not lowering,
yeah,
right?
I don't know that there's any point in holding the troops accountable for their actions any more than there's any point in holding any of the bureaucrats responsible for any of their actions, because you're not going to bring people on board by wanting to punish them. Oh, yes, I've been wrong with coercing you with my...
When I said that, they heard me say that I said that they were bad people, but I never said that they were bad people. I said that they were paid killers. Why don't we use correct terms when we talk about things?
Well said. Continue updating us on your status there, Alex. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank you for your advice.
Yes, sir. And let's go quickly, unscreen call on the amp line. Who's this?
This is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt. You've got 30-ish seconds. Go ahead.
Some good news to end the show on. Falcon Keen from Colorado was found hiding in his attic.
Who?
Rather than on that balloon.
Oh.
He was a little six-year-old boy that was floating in a balloon in Denver.
It was scary. It was a scary story.
Because his dad had yelled at him.
So why did they think that he got in a balloon and floated away? Did not someone not see that happen?
The father yelled at him. Apparently, the kid ran into the attic and hid in a box. And the older brother said he saw him get into the balloon before he floated off.
Was there ever a balloon in the first place?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there was a balloon. They found the balloon.
He
wasn't on board, and they were worried because people had said that they saw things falling out of it.
Got it. Thanks for the update on that. I hadn't heard that. I thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.